Lord, we ask that you help us to be attentive to the word you wish us to hear this morning. Help us, Lord, to be able to run to the tomb, see that it's empty, to experience the victory you want us to experience in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. College basketball, a mad dash run, and an invitation. Those are the three words or three things that are on my mind and my heart this morning. First, March Madness. Nowhere is the joy of victory and the agony of defeat more on display than the March Madness tournament. One particular game that this was on display was the first round, where Michigan faced off on Houston. I don't know what Houston is. I mean, who here is the Houston, right? But Houston. Sorry for bringing up Michigan to all of our Loyola fans. Like, really, I thought went in my head while I was praying, hoping and praying that Sister Jean wouldn't be here at this Mass, that I'd be kind of rubbing in the wound of Michigan. But nonetheless, Michigan's down by two this first game in the first round. They inbounds the ball, and there's only 3.6 seconds left on the clock. They cross half court, make one pass, and lift up a heave. The ball goes in as the buzzer goes off. And the Michigan players and fans, they go berserk. My eyes, however, fell upon a Houston player that was close to the hoop where the ball went in. And when the ball went through the net, and as the buzzer sounded, this player just collapsed. With his head lying flat on the ground, face down, motionless, hope to play another round, gone. In agony, lying on the floor. And laying in agony on the floor until a teammate of his came and had to scoop him off the floor. I can't think of a better image for what Mary Magdalene must have felt in her gut as she walked to the tomb that morning. Experiencing the laying on the floor type of defeat. Jesus dead, and not even a thought in her mind that things could turn around. She knew she had lost. Jesus had lost. The world had lost. No future, no hope. So she approaches the tomb, sees the stone rolled away, doesn't know what the heck to think. She can only guess that someone stolen the body. She runs to Peter and John. Peter and John hear that the tomb is empty. And they take off on a mad dash run. And it's only because they took off on a mad dash run were they able to enter. Were they able to see that it was empty, eventually believe, and have their lives forever changed. Without the mad dash run, nothing changes. The boring life continues. The problem is, I know many periods in my life, I have a hard time relating to Peter and John running to the tomb. Maybe we find ourselves this morning relating more like the Houston basketball player lying on the floor, lying motionless. And so maybe we started off running just like Peter and John in a full-blown sprint to the tomb. But for one reason or another, we stopped running. And it is so easy to stop running. It's so easy to stop running. And oftentimes that stop running is because we've hit a wall. And that hitting a wall could look like a death of a family member, a cancer diagnosis, being taken advantage of, those who we love doing really, really hurtful things to us. Maybe it was when the divorce papers were filed. Those things left us saying, I don't know how a good God could allow this to happen to me. Therefore, he's not good. Therefore, I stop running, I hit the wall. But what's more common than stop running with hitting a wall is the gradual stop. It's how my running to the tomb especially slowed down and stopped in high school and college. The sprint turns to a jog. The jog turns to a walk. The walk turns to standing still. And the standing still turns to lying on the floor, motionless, face down, without hope. And before we could even notice, right, before we could even notice that we stopped running, we look up and maybe this morning, the tomb is nowhere to be seen. And a cry within, if we allow ourselves to hear it, says, how'd that happen? And let me tell you what you already know. How that happened is because it's so easy to happen. It's so easy for it to happen. Because life is hard. Family life is hard. And the world has a way of gradually beating you down and beating me down. So we start running off to the tomb, matching Peter and John stride for stride. But life got busy. Sports get in the way. College happens. Mistakes are made. Regrets are felt. Prayer stops. And we begin to wonder if I even believe in any of this stuff. Or if I do believe in it, I certainly don't think it has any impact on my daily life. And so we look less like Peter and John running to the tomb and more like that Houston basketball player lying on the floor. So here's the invitation. Not from me, but from our Lord, from Jesus, today, to all of us. Wherever you or I might be this morning on our race to the tomb, whether it's a full sprint, it's a jog, it's turned into a walk, it's turned into standing still, or even lying on the floor, face down, motionless. Jesus is saying, all of us, wherever we are, begin to run as fast as you can. Begin to run as fast as you can to the tomb. Why? To experience his victory. To discover that the resurrection is an event that changes everything in your life. The resurrection is the craziest event in the history of the world. People, that's not meant to be poetic. It's the craziest event in the history of the world. The resurrection promises a future for you. The resurrection promises to change the outcome of your life and mine. Not in a small, vague kind of way, but in a way that promises everything that you ever desired. He wants you to believe that this morning. And maybe this message is especially for those of us this morning who are lying face down on the floor, thinking that the buzzer has sounded, thinking that the game is over. And Jesus is saying this. He's saying this morning. Let me scoop you off the floor. Let me show you and let me give you the taste of my victory. Right now, today, let me show you that I'm the only one that can change the outcome of a game. I can turn a loss into a win. Even though you think you heard the buzzer go off, even though you saw with your own eyes the ball go through the hoop, the good news of the resurrection is that there doesn't have to be a game over in your life or mine. No matter the wrong turns we've made, no matter the regrets or the ruts that we're in and experiencing right now at this moment, it doesn't matter. A loss can be turned into a W. For all of us. Because the tomb is empty. Because he's risen. All we have to do is allow him to scoop us off the floor. This morning. So we can start running again. And when we arrive at the tomb, hear the Lord call, my son, "My daughter, come in the tomb. See that it's empty. And experience the gifts of my victory in your life like you never have before."